You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Oh, see, maybe we need to turn this into a competition. Mark in Christchurch has just flicked me a note to say he's got currently got 28,107 unread emails. Who can beat Mark? 9292 is the text number. There has been a surge in cryptosporidium cases right around the country over the last couple of months, which has Health New Zealand very concerned indeed. Dr. Brian Betty is with us this morning with details about what cryptosporidium actually is and what it does to us. Kia ora, Brian.
Oh, kia ora, Jack.
So it's a stomach infection, right? It's like a parasite.
Yeah, look, it's a parasite that's found in the gut of infected people, but also importantly, it can be found in animals such as cats, dogs, cattle and sheep. And it basically causes a very, very nasty stomach bug. So if you get infected, if you ingest this parasite, gets into the stomach, it can actually cause really painful stomach cramps, smelly, frequent diarrhea, nausea, and sometimes temperatures. And this can go on for up to 2 weeks. So it's a particularly nasty infection if it happens.
Yeah, oh, it sounds grim. How do you get it? And how can we treat it?
Yeah, well, look, how do you get it? So it's basically infected people or animals, and this is really important, pass it on through their infected poo, their feces when they go to the toilet. So what happens is we basically swallow the parasite, and this happens in a couple of ways. If we have contact with an infected person who's got the bug or an animal that's infected, if we drink water that becomes infected with the bug, and this often happens in swimming pools if it becomes infected, because we tend to, when we go swimming, just ingest a little bit of water, or infected beaches and rivers. It can happen outside as well. Or the other common way it happens is food, so with food preparation. So if the bug is on the hands of you're preparing food, you can transfer the bug. So look, if you get it and you get these symptoms, yeah, we generally don't treat it. So antibiotics don't help. We'll often send off a poo sample to say this is what's causing it. And we just treat it with plenty of fluids, maybe some medication to help with the pain and the stomach cramps, yeah, and we give it time to resolve. And that's how we actually approach it.
Okay. How do you prevent it then in the first place?
Well, really, there's two principles. One, don't spread it, and two, don't catch it. So it's the basics. And probably the single most important thing here is wash your hands after going to the toilet, especially doing number twos. And we recommend 20 seconds with soap and hot water and dry. So things like alcohol rubs and that don't work. You actually have to wash your hands. And it's just doing those basics. Now, every time you go to the toilet or before you prepare food, wash your hands as well. Because if it happened to get on there for some reason,
yeah,
you'll get rid of it. Now, if you have contact with animals or you're gardening or you have contact with someone with diarrhea or you've changed babies' nappies, again, make sure you wash your hands after you do that before you go near food. Now, there's a couple of important points here. After the acute infection, when the diarrhea and the nausea and everything settles down, it stays in the body for about 14 days afterwards. So it's really, really important you don't go swimming into public swimming pools. The other thing to be very, very careful about, when there's a lot of rain about and we get those sewage overflows into rivers and beaches and the sign goes up saying don't swim, there's actually a reason for that, because often the water will be contaminated with things like cryptosporidium. You go swimming at the beach, swimming at the river when the signs are up, and you've got a high risk of just ingesting a few mils of this water,
yeah,
and you can catch the bug. So really, really be careful of those situations. And look, if you're concerned, as always, just go and see your doctor, have a chat about it, and we can approach it and treat it appropriately.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dr. Brian Betty, a grim subject, but an important one, and thank you very much for all of that advice. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Sue has 34,486 unread emails, just pipped by Glenn, who has 40,833 unread emails. Yeah, I still think we can get higher than that. It just seems crazy, doesn't it, that we could get higher than that, but I reckon we can. 10 to 11.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.